Our devotion for today comes from John chapter 10, beginning with verse 11. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Years ago, I was watching a documentary of soldiers who had fought in World War II, where their commander had taken such good care of them and actually lost his life in order to spare the lives of his soldiers. And these big, tough men now who are in their 80s began to cry, thinking back to when they were 18, 19 years old, remembering the great sacrifice that he had made for them. They had such deep admiration for this man. That's how Christians feel about Christ. When we think about what he was willing to sacrifice for us, he has won for us our admiration. He has won our love and respect and our devotion to him. And that's all because of his ultimate sacrifice for us on the cross. And Jesus recognizes the need that we have to continually listen to his voice as we go through our lives in this world on our way to heaven. But he himself has ascended into heaven. And so he has left behind, if you will, a way to have that voice come to us through his word and those who instruct us in the pastoral office. Christ has decided not to leave his sheep unattended in this world. He still desires that they be watched and taken care of, even though he himself has ascended to heaven. And so through his word and sacraments, he has us served by those who are in the pastoral office. A pastor is not just somebody who's a fellow Christian, certainly we are, and yet as St. Paul says, they are to be studied and approved in that word of God because their role in this life, their goal in this life is to guide us in that word of Christ, just as Christ would do were he among us. To the pastors in Ephesus, listen to what Paul said to them. "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." So the role of the good shepherd is to feed Christ's sheep with his word and sacrament, to lead them to the green pastures of good food that will be nutritious for their souls, and to help them to avoid false doctrine. There's a natural inclination inside of sheep to gather together into a flock. And so it is likewise for Christians in this world. There's a tendency in us to gather together geographically around God's word and sacrament and be taken care of by shepherds and pastors. Now, a rancher, if he has some sheep, could just go out and dump food on the ground for them. But instead, he hires shepherds to go and take care of them and to lead them where they need to go. When Jesus left behind this ministry in the world, he didn't just tell people to hand out Bibles. He said instead that pastors should preach and teach, exhort, correct, guide, and baptize and administer the Lord's Supper. And early congregations would then gather together around a pastor in a geographical location, and this is how God would call people to be overseers to lead them in their faith. Jesus has such intimate knowledge of us, his sheep. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths and different aspects of our lives. In the verse before us, he says, "I know my sheep." The Greek word there means I understand them, not just to know who they are, but to understand them. My mother was a diabetic, and when I was a child, my father understood her so well that he could look into her eyes to see if she was sick that day. That's how closely he knew her physical care and condition. Christ looks at us and understands everything about us. And we see that reflected in the story of how he dealt with the paralyzed man who needed to know his sins were forgiven before being healed. The widow of Nain, Christ had compassion on her, we're told, because he knew her life situation. How comforting it is for us to know that our good shepherd who's laid down his life for us knows us intimately and understands us so well, the very one who wants to take us to our eternal home in heaven. Let's have a prayer as we close. Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for laying down your life on our behalf. We thank you for calling us into your kingdom of grace by giving us faith. We thank you for giving us pastors in our lives to guide us and direct us on the way of salvation. Help us always to hear your word of truth and to follow it, because it alone leads us to the paths of righteousness and ultimately the pastures of heaven. We pray this all in your saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.